Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Emergency episode time. Welcome back to Your Talk with Talix and Trev.
I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev. And today we are going to be doing Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Hey, what's the biggest ant in the world?
I don't know.
An elephant. Hey, you got an impression for me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll just call you Antonio Banderas.
I got one too. Yeah, my friend Cap, you know, that's what we call him. Yeah, Captain America. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, people that know him, his friends, like me, hang out with us, you know, we call him Cap.
Next, we are going to be doing the MVP. I think the MVP was Hope, because she just showed up and was like, yeah, yeah, karate chop.
Yeah, Hope was, I agree, the Wasp was the MVP of the movie. She was pretty much just awesome all around. She just pretty much kicks a lot of butt and, you know, is very, very capable and strong. So, yeah, Hope's the MVP of the movie.
And she had wings.
Yes, she has wings. All right, so let's talk about the MVL. Who you got as MVL?
For the most valuable loser, I would say Paxton. Because all he really did was hook someone. And then that was pretty much it. I almost chose the other lady. Because all she did was hook someone. But she talked a lot in all Paxton did was disagree and hug someone twice.
Fair enough. I say that the Lucas character that Lawrence Fishburne plays, like he was trifling. How is he going to be doing all this stuff in the background, working with S.H.I.E.L.D. and trying to pretend like he's a good guy at the end? Like, so, oh, well, I don't want to try to do the bad stuff by, you know, messing with the little girls. But at the very same time, you're the main one out there making all this stuff happen in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I go with the most valuable loser in this movie.
After all the ones that we talked about, it's time for my favorite one. Our favorite settings. My favorite setting was when they were underwater, because it was cool, and then the scene just exploded in to dust, and then it was like thin sea. It was all just magic, and that's what made it my favorite setting.
To me, my favorite setting was when they were in the quantum realm. Like, you got to see the tardigrades, and then you got to see it shrink even smaller down into the quantum realms, into where it was just like, in some instances, you could easily fall through like a time hole or go to a different dimension, because it's in such a small place to where different things always don't match up. So you could say in one realm, you could say your shoes are blue, but in a different realm, your shoes are orange. And it's just like, you could easily just kind of like float from one to the other. So I thought that was an interesting concept. And it looked a lot like Doctor Strange's realms whenever he was kind of going through the place when he was having those out-of-body experiences.
Yeah. Now it's time for our favorite costume. My favorite costume was the one after the mother appeared. She had all that weapon and stuff, and she looked kind of like a soldier from Star Wars.
Like a stormtrooper, cool. A little bit?
Yeah, like the shoulder pads. That was cool.
Okay. Well, since we kind of going through that, my favorite costume in the movie was Ghost costume. That was awesome. I mean, it was like the all white with like the red eyes on the front of the mask and everything like that. And it had a cape and a hood, and it was flowing in the wind, and she was able to phase in and out. And I know that, you know, the costume didn't do that, but it still looked awesome when that happened, right?
Yes. I see that. And that was my second favorite character that I was actually about to say, but I, like, forgot her name. So
yeah, Ghost is a pretty good one. And then the Wasps. We cannot not talk about how awesome the Wasp costume was when it had the wings and she was able to fly. She had the blasters, too? Come on, man. That is awesome.
And why did Hank actually put that tech into another suit when he could have put it in his?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, that's just lame.
Yeah. Alright, so let's talk about our favorite scenes. Now, for me, my favorite scene was the scene when they were having the car chase and they were going down the road and they were doing the, where they were shrinking the cars and blowing the cars up, shrinking the cars, blowing them up. And then Ghost was like phasing in and out of stuff. Like she phased through a car to kick a guy off his bike, to take his bike. And then like the Wasp was like, she had shrunk down, went through the back window of a car, beat up the people in the back of the car, jumped out the side of the car, then jumped back in the front of the car. Like, that was, like, that whole sequence of scenes was just straight up awesome. What do you got to say?
Well, my favorite scene was when was actually quite kind of at the end when they were having the countdown to suck him in. It was like 3, 2, 1. Kaboosh! The way that he did it was so fast. It was like, and then when he entered, everything was all spinny, and then boom! Next thing we know, a whole lot of science that basically no one understands. It's fun. Now it's time for debate this. And remember, tell us who won. Well, we are going to see who was actually smarter, Ant-Man or the Wasp? And honestly, I think it was Ant-Man.
Impossible.
Because the Wasp was all like, we should go fight and all this stuff. But the Ant-Man was like, no, we should actually think about this. And then the Wasp was like, she just kept on thinking of reasons of why she should just go on and fight and stuff and all that violence. Which, Ant-Man's ideas were a lot better. I mean, like, it's super hard.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, Ant-Man had some cool ideas just to kind of, like, not automatically go in and like, engage the enemy in a fight. But who's the better fighter? Of course, she's smarter. She's got better martial arts skills. She's an actual scientist. She's actually able to do all the calculations and stuff like that. There's no way that Ant-Man is smarter than the Wasp. No way. Neither of the Ant-Man... Well, I don't know. The old Ant-Man might be smarter than the Wasp, but not current Ant-Man. Not current Ant-Man, and that's the one you're picking. So, give me another reason. What? Give me another reason. How, Sway?
Because, like, right here, it's like, he was the one who actually had, after Hank told him to destroy it, he was the smart person and actually kept it. He actually kept it because that was what helped them track the, their lab.
Yeah, that's true. They did do that.
And that's the only thing that actually helped them get to the quantum realm. But it didn't really matter if they died anyway.
But I mean, okay, so yes, it helped them get the lab back and all that stuff. It was great for that one scene. But what? In the very same token, the reason he even had to destroy the suit was because he got caught, right? And just what did the WAF say? She said, hey, if you'd have took me with you, you wouldn't have got caught. So there's that. I mean, they, like, come on now. The whole how he gonna be smart for getting himself out of the situation that he created?
But it was smart of him to actually bring help. The Wasp was like, "I'm all solo on this."
The Wasp was the help. She was gonna come in, and they worked together as a team to kick butt.
But then they called the other dude with the car who drove the purple car.
Luis?
Yes. He still had the remote. So he had to drive halfway over there with like a million people chasing him, controlling levers that he don't know how to control, and almost got killed doing, by the way. And so, the Wasp didn't really get harmed in none of the process.
Well, that was okay, whatever. Anyway, that means that Luis might be his backup MVP because he came through in the clutch. Yeah. Now,
it was
Wasp. Guys, write in, send us a message, let us know who won this debate. Let's go on to Super Upgrade. Super Upgrade!
What?
What can they do? What can be done to upgrade this movie, to make it even better?
Well, I thought that instead of the classic red, black, and kind of like silver, that's boring. They actually upgrade the suit and actually make it like red, black, and then have gold. Like a superpower, like gold. Like all gold in it.
So just like add like highlights of gold to the suit?
Yes, like that was good. And I think Ghost, like, when she went through walls and stuff, she wasn't running or nothing. She was just calm. So I was like, are you going to put action into her or not?
Okay. I think I can see that because she seemed to be like a...
just walking.
Just kind of basically like a ghost. Like, you couldn't do nothing to her for the most part of the movie or whatever. So it kind of made it seem like it was just like... like a born invincible boss. So it probably, I think that, like, I mean, I understand that they can't do the quantum entanglement or whatever, but I thought that it would probably been cool had one of them had the quantum entanglement and them being able to kind of like fight throughout the various dimensions like that. Wouldn't that have been cool?
Yeah, that would be cool.
All right. So let's move on to the next part.
Rate it or hate it. I rate this movie a 4 because overall it was basically perfect. But one thing that I thought happened that was crazy, like the mom, the dad, and then the Wasp just went into dust. On the 3-2-1 part. That was just... it was weird. But do you think that the only reason that Ant-Man actually survived was because he was in the quantum realm?
You might be on to something. You might be on to something right there. Because I think that might be it. Because we know that... the ghost was in multiple realms at one time, and so maybe if he's not in, like, a fixed point, he can't be, you know, snapped out of it or whatever, right?
Yes, because it was basically in the universe, and it's kind of, like, messed up different universes. So, it doesn't count as him in like our universe or in one total point. So he was like kind of in the, all the middle of it. So it was like he can't just get half of him faded away like everywhere, because that makes zero sense. He was kind of in mixed up worlds.
Yeah, he was kind of in a lot of mixed up worlds. So for me, I give it a 4. I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was a good bounce back from how harsh that Infinity War, because Infinity War ended really, really sad. And it was just kind of like a sad kind of down tone. And this movie was kind of like a fun, it was funny. It had a lot of jokes in it. It had a lot of action. And it was just like a good, great adventure. And I like that it wasn't like a huge, huge movie. It took place with a small cast of characters in a small area. It wasn't like, you know, how like Captain America had to take on all of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's like, no, this man had to stay on house arrest and he had to try to get this building back. It was that, like, that's it. So I thought that was a good job. So I thought that was a good overall 4.
But that was a good adventure part. I'll give you that. That was a huge adventure part, because it was like he had to act like a totally normal dad and at the same time be undercover and like defeat a whole bunch of people and at the same time actually like try to destroy someone with who's basically like invincible. Yeah. And at the same time it's like he has to just, it's crazy. And last time the ants weren't that intelligent.
Yeah, but it was Hank Pym controlling the ants that made them intelligent.
Okay. But he did his whole house schedule.
Yeah, that was a pretty smart ant. That was a pretty smart ant. All right, let's wrap this up with some fun facts. All right, time for some fun facts. The most interesting thing that I found that was like a fun fact, or that we kind of got to see in the movie, was tardigrades. And you know what tardigrades are?
I have no idea what those big words are.
Okay, tardigrades are very, 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 very small little animals or whatever. I mean, they're not really animals, but we'll just call them animals just for the sake of doing this. And their nicknames are water bears, and they're very, very resilient. Like, you can send them into space for extended periods of time. You could hit them with radiation. You could leave them in the water. You can do all kinds of stuff, and they are nearly impossible to kill. So those things, like, are super duper tough. And that's it for fun facts.
Now it's time for some news. We have a whole Harry Potter Wizarding Weekend coming up. So remember to stay tuned for that. And we have merchandise in the show notes. Ding, ding, ding.
All right. So you ready to get on out of here?
Yep.
All right. We're going to wrap this episode of Hero Talk with Talix and Trev, because I'm Talix.
I'm Trev.
And when there's a hero,
we talk.